KPBS On Demand is supported by Splitero, helping homeowners pay off debt or for home improvements by offering streamlined access to your home's equity with no additional monthly payments or new debt. Splitero provides a lump sum payment in exchange for a share of your home's future value. Learn more at Splitero.com.
Welcome in San Diego. It's Jade Hindman. Today, we share the stories of people living with long COVID and the need for research. This is KPBS Midday Edition, connecting our communities through conversation. Welcome back to KPBS Midday Edition. I'm Jade Hindman. More than 5 years after the COVID-19 pandemic began, many San Diegans are still living with the long-term effects. KPBS health reporter Heidi DeMarco says long COVID's lasting health impacts are often invisible and misunderstood.
Jason Rissman is lucky to be alive. After contracting COVID in December 2020, he spent 70 days in a coma.
I texted my wife. I said, I've got to go to sleep for a while. I love you. I'll talk to you when I wake up.
Rissman is a special agent with Homeland Security. He got COVID at work before the vaccine was available.
As a result, I have some residuals that I'm still seeking treatment for.
There's no clear number on how many people in San Diego are living with long COVID. Experts say it's hard to track. Many patients aren't diagnosed or don't realize what's wrong.
There's people who have cognitive issues where they're forgetting things. They have what they call brain fog. There's people who have endurance issues. There's people who have mainly respiratory issues. There's people who have cardiac issues.
Christopher Malloy manages the La Mesa Rehab in East County. He says they've treated more than 120 long COVID patients since the pandemic began. They combine pulmonary therapy and physical rehab.
People come in tears saying, I just want to go back to work, but I'm not the same anymore. I don't have the endurance. I don't have the strength.
Dr. Tammy Peavy is the rehab's clinical director. She says there's no official test to diagnose the condition or a standardized treatment plan for long COVID, which can impact nearly every system in the body. She says too often, patients are referred to physical therapy without being properly evaluated for breathing issues.
So I think it's really important to send the message out to doctors that if a patient comes in with shortness of breath, do not be afraid to send them to pulmonary rehab.
La Mesa Rehab is one of only 5 clinics in San Diego County.
I think the saddest thing is there's only 300 clinics like this in the entire United States. We should be more prepared than that, and we should certainly be taking better care of the patients who haven't recovered from the COVID.
Deborah Franklin still deals with blurry vision, body pain, loss of taste and smell, and a relentless cough.
I have had long COVID since December 2021. I have like 3 different kinds of inhalers.
Rehab helped her realize she wasn't alone.
As I got to see other people with it, because the doctors kept saying, well, no one else has this.
Another challenge, health coverage.
People being denied workers' comp.
California Senate Bill 1159 used to make it easier for people to get workers' comp if they caught COVID on the job. But that protection expired in 2024. Now, workers have to prove they got COVID at work. Peavy says that makes it tougher for long COVID patients to get coverage.
They're only giving a certain number of visits. We have to go back and ask for more visits. These are long-term patients.
Dr. Alan Lee is a psychiatrist.
There's another medication that my doctor wants to prescribe me. It's $3,000 a month.
He says even with his medical background, it's hard to get care after being infected with COVID in 2022.
One of the struggles is, of course, just working with insurance to try to get things authorized, because these treatments can be expensive, and especially for a novel illness where a lot of the treatments are not yet approved.
After a heart rate monitor claim was denied by his insurance for not being filed properly, Alan says the company sent him to collections.
As you can imagine, being really tired and everything like that, it's really hard to take care of these kind of things.
Federal support for long COVID research is also dwindling. The Trump administration is planning to close the Office for Long COVID Research and Practice. 5 years since the pandemic hit, research, recovery, and treatment for long COVID patients remains uncertain.
But it's just been a long journey.
Franklin might retire early.
Now I have to wear a pamper to work because my cough is so aggressive. I really have to figure out if it's worth it.
Rissman continues to fight for proper care.
I was too stubborn to die, and I'm too stubborn not to get treated properly.
Dr. Lee can't work anymore and now finds himself struggling to keep up with his kids. A few minutes on the playground can knock him out for up to 14 hours in bed.
Regardless of how tired I am, I mean, these moments, they are, you know, you only have so long with your children.
With no clear roadmap, health experts say long COVID patients are left to navigate a system that is still learning how to manage this complex condition.
That was KPBS health reporter Heidi DeMarco. Heidi, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Jade. It's great to be here.
Glad to have you. So your story highlights the challenges, really, of living with long COVID. And telling the story through the lens of people struggling with that, was there anything that surprised you about their journey?
Well, how lonely it is. You know, one woman told me it's been a long, lonely journey, and they're suffering in silence. This is something that is not visible, like a broken leg, where you can get comfort or support. They're dealing with it behind closed doors, so it's invisible.
Wow, and it's been 5 years since COVID-19 became a pandemic, and yet the medical community is still trying to understand long COVID and all of the lingering effects that come along with it. Why has this been so difficult to diagnose and treat?
Because we're still in the early stages of understanding the condition. It affects nearly every system of the body, and no two cases seem to be the same. So what works for one person might not work for another. So that makes it incredibly difficult to study, to diagnose, and to treat patients.
Well, as you mentioned, I mean, it is really striking how differently this can affect people. Can you talk more about those wide-ranging symptoms?
Sure. A lot of people, you know, have different symptoms. Some have brain fog. Others deal with lung and breathing issues. Some have cardiac issues, and they can't tolerate physical activity. I spoke with one doctor who, a few minutes, you know, on the playground with his kids, sends them to bed for about 14 hours. So all these symptoms, just they range. And so the treatments also range. It's not the same for everybody.
Well, so in your report, we heard from two clinicians treating patients with long COVID. Tell me about those treatments.
So right now, most people are being treated based on their symptoms. At this particular clinic that I went to, they combined pulmonary rehab with physical therapy. But a lot of, you know, different clinics are using, you know, physical rehab for fatigue and weakness, brain training to help with memory loss or brain fog, and even olfactory retraining to help with loss of smell. But there's no standard yet, so it's very trial and error. This isn't an established disease like diabetes where we know what treatment is needed once diagnosed.
So there is this challenge to find the right treatments for people suffering from long COVID. What about access to available treatments, though?
This is one of the hardest parts. Even when people finally get a diagnosis, they often can't get coverage for the care they need. Insurance companies, you know, question claims or deny equipment or don't approve enough visits. And that's especially hard for people who are already physically and mentally drained. And also in terms of specialty, like here in San Diego, there are only 5 clinics that are treating long COVID patients.
Well, and adding to the overall uncertainty surrounding long COVID comes new uncertainty on the future of research with all of the federal cuts. How might the cutbacks affect medical research and the treatment of people suffering from long COVID?
Well, the closure of the Federal Office for Long COVID Research is a big blow. That office was coordinating national efforts, and losing it risks slowing progress, stalling clinical trials and, you know, delaying answers that these patients desperately need. And they feel that, you know, they're already struggling to get diagnosed and treated. And so if research dries up, the uncertainty around care and recovery just gets worse. So some of the folks that I spoke with, they just feel forgotten by the system. And these cuts, you know, reinforce that feeling.
Well, you really tell the personal stories of people who are impacted by long COVID. Why did you feel it was so important to share their stories and experiences?
Because with long COVID, a lot of people are struggling in silence. They're trying to work, care for families, or just get out of bed. And many aren't being properly diagnosed. So these stories help put a human face on what can feel like a distant, you know, a distant issue, and helps these people feel less invisible.
What are they experiencing when they walk into a doctor's office with all of these symptoms?
You know, one of the women I spoke with said that once she went to rehab is when she didn't feel crazy, because she would go to doctors. They didn't know what was wrong with her. She, when they mentioned long COVID, it was a relief, but also she had no idea what it was about. But, you know, she said she appreciates when doctors just don't have the answer. And that's what's happening. They're going in, they're being diagnosed for, let's say, physical therapy, and it needs to be more comprehensive than that. And so they just feel unheard, and the treatment they're getting sometimes isn't the right one.
What do those you spoke with for this story expect to see or hope to see from long COVID research and treatments in the next 5 years, let's say?
Definitely more recognition and better access. They said they want long COVID to be taken seriously, you know, by employers, insurers, and the health system. They hope for research that leads to real answers and a system that doesn't make them fight so hard for care.
I've been speaking with KPBS health reporter Heidi DeMarco. Heidi, thank you so much for your reporting.
Thank you, Jade.
Thanks for joining us today. If you missed anything, you can download KPBS Midday Edition on all podcast apps. Don't forget to watch Evening Edition tonight at 5 for in-depth reporting on San Diego issues. I'm your host, Jade Hindman. We'll chat again tomorrow. Have a great day, everyone.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Nelson Photo and Video, celebrating their grand opening, and Cash for Cameras trade-in event, Friday, April 25th through Sunday, April 27th, with bratwurst, refreshments, and new product demonstrations. Details at nelsonphotoandvideo.com.